Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. Let's dive into a trending report and by far the very biggest, most important news of the morning is Kylie Jenner's boobies.
Oh
you know what?
Gosh.
I can agree with you, Jer.
You can or can't?
Can confirm.
Can confirm.
Biggest I'll take news. The other one.
Biggest
can't
news
agree.
Of the day.
So she's being praised online because a fan reached out to her and she said, you have the most perfect natural looking
fake
enhancement
boobs.
Ever. I want the same look. Help a girl out, Kylie. I want them to get, I want to know how to get them to sit like that respectfully, says the person. Kylie didn't disappoint. She replied back and said, 445cc, moderate profile, half under the muscle, silicone.
No, she came out and just said it. And people are praising her for finally being honest about all of the work she's had done
Katie,
on her.
You can tell. It's
all. I know, but they always deny it. And so she's finally came out and said, actually.
How can she deny it?
I don't think she could deny it.
So all the Kardashians denied it. You remember when Kim said she didn't do work on her butt?
I ignored all that.
Everybody feel my butt. Like, no, this has been a thing.
Katie, don't be so mad.
The fact that she finally came out.
Relax.
Here's why I'm mad. It's because girls think that this is normal and it's not. This is billions of dollars worth of money to be able to change your entire appearance. No, this is not a good message.
A breast enhancement is obtainable for
the
normal working class woman.
No, it's not.
I mean, seven to ten grand.
That's a lot of money.
It's attainable, though. That's a down payment on a car. Like, if you really save up for a while
for a car. But you're changing your body.
Yes.
And you're putting things in your body that you'll then eventually have to take out. This is not a good message
you
to send our kids.
You do have to have them replaced. Yeah.
And you can get sickness, too.
But if it brings you massive amounts of self-confidence and you feel better about yourself and your body, well, what does it matter?
Okay. There's a whole lot we need to unpack with this.
I'm serious.
We can't divulge all of this in the matter of 5 minutes, so we're not
going to
get
I know you're mad at this, but like, if it makes you feel more confident, then why is it a bad thing?
I get upset that guys think that this is normal, and then they
it's not normal.
For this.
It's not.
Josh and I both agree. It's not
no,
normal.
No, it's not. I don't agree with that.
But when it is done to the extent that Kylie Jenner has done it, and she's got the funds to do it, she looks very pretty.
Okay.
She looks very attractive.
Everything on Kylie Jenner's done, though. That's the thing. You guys are like, Kylie Jenner's so pretty. Kylie Jenner's like 90% plastic right now.
Oh, she's paid for everything.
We
she's paid for everything
agree with
she
you.
Has.
Okay.
We
totally
completely agree.
Agree
with you.
No, she's paid for everything.
That part sucks for, like, I think of my daughter who is growing up
and
seeing
what I'm
that.
To say.
And I don't like her thinking that that's what the average woman needs to look like.
No, she should
that
go
is
after
not at all. That's
model
not
yourself
appropriate
after
at
what
all.
Kendall Jenner or yeah Kendall because Kendall is the one that's done nothing.
Okay,
but the enhancements that have been done are appealing.
Okay,
she's done all right.
Now again, we're not we can't unpack all of this in the span.
No, and
of
I agree
the...
with you, Katie. I don't want to send a bad message either. Like I agree.
None
with...
of us want to send a bad message.
I agree with you. I agree. What she's done is honestly insane. I mean, she's literally fixed virtually everything that she did not like on
and
her body.
She's very attractive now.
And because she had
I've
the funds to do it.
Extensive research.
And see, I would have to say, I think, and this is all personal opinion because it is debatable, but I would have to pick Kendall as the prettiest.
She's
Kendall
very attractive.
I think Kendall's
prettier.
And
she's
I think Kendall's
the most natural,
prettier.
Right? Yeah. She's the most natural.
I would just
but
say
Kylie's
that.
Kylie's not bad either.
And just the way she carries herself. So for me, I guess that's.
But do you have any problem looking at an extremely muscular man who's got a personal trainer and spends 12 hours a day in the gym and is on 1,000 different supplements and injecting who knows what? I mean, I would imagine you find that attractive at some point when you're looking at it. And that's not obtainable by the normal Joe Schmo.
Again, but usually they don't
so
go
all got
under
our
the
thing.
Knife to obtain that
You can
figure.
Get calf implants. You can get pec implants. You can do all
well,
of
you
that.
Can, and men
you
do things
can get
to their face
jaw
all the
implants,
time.
Chin implants.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, but the guys I'm looking at don't have those things.
But if you were
know.
To look at that guy and be like, God dang.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I just am not out here saying only guys who have implants and make themselves look completely unnatural
we didn't say
are
that at all.
Attractive.
No,
we
so,
did not say that at all.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm not saying.
I prefer
saying,
Kendall. She's natural. I prefer Kendall.
That's all I'm not saying, so.
Ooh.
Just not saying.
That was fun.
This is going on.
That was fun.
Boy, it's hot in here.
It is hot in here.
We already have the door open.
Jeez,
I don't know how we cool this down.
I don't even want to tell you anything else. Let's just jump into Loki. No, I don't want to do anything else because I feel like you're going to yell at me for something else.
I'm not yelling. I just said.
Listen, this is trending. That was the biggest trending celebrity news yesterday.
Those were two huge stories.
Yeah. No, I.
I feel like it was the perkiest story of the morning.
I saw other stories, but you're right. I guess that's most important to you.
It was just a bit. It was a nice lift to the conversation.
I stuck my face right in this story.
You did. You did. And you sniffed around and found your favorite parts, too.
Yeah. Like, I squeeze out the good stuff when it comes to the training report.
You just had to cop a feel about this story, didn't you, Jared?
You did. You both did. You both did.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
All right, Katie.
Yeah, oh, and now we're moving on.
What you got?
Hike them up and do your part of the training report.
Okay, moving on. Oh, you guys, sometimes it's just... Okay.
Lay them on the table story. There.
Here we go. I can't. Omaha! There we go. We're changing.
That's an audible. That's Peyton so
Manning.
Good. That was so good, Katie.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Peyton Manning joining the National Women's Soccer Team Club in Denver.
That's
okay.
Awesome.
Yay!
This
all right.
Is really big news. So joining Michaela Schifrin on the team as well, as far as investors and whatnot, but all around the NWSL, big time athletes are investing in teams. So Manning's brother Eli, part of Gotham's team, Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes with KC Current, James Harden backs the Houston Dash. So yeah, a lot of athletes are coming out and being a part of this National Women's Soccer history. The Denver team will make its debut next season. So we're pretty excited about
this. Good.
This is incredibly exciting now. It's actually coming. When something's so far off, it's hard for me at least to kind of get excited about. But now that it's really kind of coming to fruition and you can see a whole new professional team and league coming to Denver, Colorado, I'm excited for it. And to see Peyton Manning get behind this, he has adopted Colorado. Obviously, he was the Colts quarterback for so long, but he's adopted Colorado and just literally hit it head on. And I love seeing him do that because he has done so much good around here.
I saw him at a Starbucks once.
Did you really?
He's in my neighborhood. I was like, what is Peyton Manning
seriously
doing? And he got into a really nice Ford Bronco. I was like, that son of a biscuit.
He's a lot taller than you think he is, too. I don't know why.
He's tall. He was at our old radio station, too. He came in and did some stuff on the sports station, and we were on the air, and the door was open, and I looked out, and there was Peyton Manning out in the hall. And he went over to the little hand sanitizer machine. He went, ring, ring, got hand sanitizer on his hands, looked back at me, winked at me, and then left. And I was like, that was the most awkward Peyton Manning experience ever.
No, that's the coolest thing ever. Dude, you got winked at by
he
money?
Me. He's like, he goes, how you doing?
It's
the sheriff thing to do.
I was on the air. I couldn't do anything. I'm gonna wave like an idiot.
Oh, my
gosh.
That's
so he winked at you, dude.
Oh, wow.
That's cool, man.
I know. I wish I had a cool Peyton Manning story.
Good for you.
Like
that's my Peyton Manning story.
That's so neat. Well, hopefully we have more because, again, he is, like Josh said, just embracing Colorado in general, and we love it. Something I don't love about Colorado, a story coming out saying that it's not a good place for first-time homebuyers. Here's the thing is we know Denver is really expensive to live in, to buy a home, especially if it's your first time. But they're saying the entire state of Colorado, it was very hard to find cities that fit the criteria of good spots for first-time homebuyers. So Pueblo was the first city making the list, and it was in the high 40s. So it didn't even crack the top 10 at all. But Colorado Springs, Aurora, all of these cities were like 148th, 149th. And they're saying it's way more than just cost affordability. It's the fact that it's hard to find neighborhoods with 20 and 30 somethings in them.
Sure.
And with first time home buyers, you're looking for a community with people who you want to raise your kids with, do all this stuff, right?
Yep.
And so trying to
My neighbor
to
has
find...
like 14 kids in it.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Wow. Oh, that's
on
a
my street.
Lot of children.
Insane.
But yeah, they're saying that that's a big factor of it is that younger people are having a hard time buying their first home, so it's not attracting younger people who can purchase first-time homes. And so there's a whole list of things that go into it, but one more reason people aren't moving to Colorado. I
Thank
know
goodness!
Love that, Jeremy.
I know where it's too packed. It's too
my
busy.
Neighborhood, my neighborhood has
too busy.
Like two kids, and that's it. I mean, it's a large part of them are very elderly people that have lived in that neighborhood for decades.
And now have made $1 million on those investments.
Oh, yeah, because they bought those houses for like $200,000 in the 70s.
Even, like, if you look at the schools that had to close down in certain
areas.
We
went through it in, in our
area. So they're saying a lot of that is because people are their homes, and then they're not selling them because they can't get into other housing that's more affordable to them or at the same
And everybody refinanced
point.
At that 2% or 1.5 a few years ago, you know, like I did. Yes. And we're like, we're never leaving.
Yes, so the communities that have kids in them, those kids are going to grow out, and then the schools in those communities, what are you going to do with them?
It's domino effect.
It sure is.
I saw a stat yesterday that first-time homebuyers are now 54 years old versus, I think it was like 25 or something a few bit years back.
Oh, my gosh!
54 years old now, the average age of a first-time homebuyer.
That is so depressing.
54 years old.
I got 24 years.
I know! I was like...
Until I'm 54. Like, what? Why are people doing that?
It's expensive, buddy.
You know what? Let's talk about some positive stuff in Colorado. This will make you happy. It's Colorado's free fishing weekend.
Hey!
Except for the fish. The fish is like,
I know.
Not again.
Oh, gosh.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife saying fisher people can go anywhere in Colorado, even without a license, both Saturday and
Very
Sunday.
Very PC of you. Thank you.
Anglers is also the term fisher I could have used, but I didn't know if you could pick up what I was putting down. You know,
oh, we got it.
So fishing, I just want to put out one pro tip. Because
What's that?
It's my favorite thing when you go out on a boat and whatever and you want to bring a good snack or something to eat. You can have the hot dogs, like if you take hot dogs and you put them in a Stanley thermos. So you get boiling hot water, you put it in your thermos, and then you put the hot dogs in there, and then they're nice and hot and boiled for you when you're ready to eat them out on the boat. Is that
and then you make, and then you just eat it and make awkward eye contact with everybody else on the boat?
Well, why not? That's what you do when you eat hot dogs.
Eating a wiener?
Isn't that a good idea? Don't make fun of my thermos hot dogs, please.
That is the best idea for snacks I have ever heard. Wieners in a thermos.
I love that
wieners
idea.
In a thermos.
So
wieners in a thermos.
Like, I think that's like the biggest pro fishing hack out there. Like, have your hot dogs on the
boat.
You
need to reach out to the Stanley Company so they can formulate a proper wiener thermos, like with dividers in it, a multiple star pattern. So there's individual slots for each wiener in there. And then a button on the bottom that you can push up that slides a wiener up.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you can grab it.
You get it.
I get it.
Somebody's grandpa told me
something
that.
Something I
like,
would never do, but that's a great pro tip.
It's a great pro tip.
Someone's going to accidentally drink that hot dog water.
Somebody's going to take a swig of it.
Gross.
I thought for sure you were going to say use the hot dog as bait, because I know people do that too.
Oh,
they use the
Absolutely.
Raw hot dogs as bait.
That's where I thought you were going to.
But no, you like that.
No, you eat your
hot
dog.
Flavored
no
water.
Hot dog to spare here. You keep it. Okay. All right, let's move on to this one because I love this one too. Oh, it's already that time. Okay, adult days at the Denver Zoo are back. So June 5th, July 3rd and July 31st. So perfect.
What does that mean?
Night,
you can go shag
out.
At the zoo or
no,
what?
It's like at night, first of all, and you can buy alcohol and just roam certain parts of the zoo. So
I'm going to get in with the tigers.
What could go wrong?
Exactly. So it's like perfect date night, or if you want to go out with your gal pals or just friends in general.
I bet
but
I could beat up that gorilla.
It's like, I'm going to get in the polar bear enclosure.
No, it's like cocktails, mocktails, and monkeys.
No, that's cool.
You bring a thermos full of wieners
Okay. Anyway.
That's
so
good.
Adult days at the zoo. I think it's a fun time.
That's I would actually probably do that.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get tanked at the zoo.
Go hang out with the
G-Rex. Find a fight a python. Good time.
All right now.